good choice, Alex. A little swing of my hips on that one. I'll survive. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well done. Numbers in the economy continue to be solid in most sectors. Of course, we've seen a very volatile stock market, but does that affect you? Probably not much. Not much today. And as long as you're not a day trader, you're not, you know, a stock jockey, you're going to be okay, that's for sure. But with all the tariffs and all the conversations about trade deals, USMCA and the other ones, you wonder where we are. You know, China's economy is receding. That despite the fact that China's annual trade surplus with the U.S. has hit a record level, despite the offensive by the president. John Kunz here, author of the new book, South of the Clouds. John, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Nice to be back. Thank you.
Good to have you here. China's trade surplus, $323 billion. Does that matter to me? Does that matter to me as an average consumer? Why is that important?
Well, China runs an export-oriented economy, as you know, and it does matter because essentially what it tells you is they're making a lot of money off of somebody, and right now that's us and the European Union. We're market number one and market number two. And they absolutely need to continue exporting a slew of goods to both of us. And it also fuels their defense budget and their potential for belligerence. So
there's plenty of that to go around with what they're doing in the South China Sea, building islands and so forth, as you well know. There is a fair amount of belligerence. They just basically said Taiwan is non-negotiable at any cost. Basically, the threat was thrown down by one of their ministers that if the United States ever tried to defend Taiwan, it would be an all-in for the Chinese mainland, the Chi-Coms, the communist Chinese, which, make no mistake, despite their economy, this and that, they're cracking down more now than they have in decades on people talking about the freedom of information. It's all being clamped down on Christians being targeted. They are full-on communist, right or wrong?
Absolutely correct. And it's really the man himself, Xi Jinping, the leader of the country, who is the most powerful leader in China since Chairman Mao, as you know. And Xi Jinping has made it his mission to restore China to his perception of their once leading position in the world, which was true around 1802. So that's a long way to bring the country back.
It's a long way, certainly. Yep. You know, I look at some of the positives coming out of all this. There was a challenge, obviously, for a period of time with soybeans, but the soybean trade is loosening up. We're selling soybeans to China. We're now selling rice to China. The communist Chinese are buying rice from America as part of a deal that the president put together. But I guess my question to you is, what about the tariffs? What about where we are? We're in kind of an alleged 90-day period here that everybody takes a step back and takes a breath. But are the tariff policies working, or are they failing based on this new number of $323 billion?
Oh, I think there's no question about it. I think the tariffs are one of Mr. Trump's greatest accomplishments so far because they have really made an impact on China's economy. They have brought China to the table. And keep in mind, as you know, Steve, the mission here with these tariffs is not just to balance the trade more equitably and stop them from essentially charging us so much money, but it's also to control intellectual property and cybersecurity and other things in there, too. So the tariffs have worked. I think they're going to continue to work, and I expect that a deal will come out of this that will be favorable for us.
So,
and it's high time.
Right. So if the president now lifted those tariffs, say, the middle of 2020 to spur on the economy, not saying he'd do something for a political reason, but he just might. That might help the American economy heat up even more, right or wrong?
Well, yes, you're true. You're correct to some extent. But again, our export, the export portion of our economy is not as important as it is to China. So I think the lessening of the tariffs for us would have less of an impact than tariffs do on China. It's really much more their problem than ours.
Yeah. So where do you think we go from here? As you know, the Chinese economy is retracting. It's getting smaller. Their stock market has gone down, so there's some concerns there. And I go back to something that this president talked about at length on the campaign trail, and that's a currency manipulation, denoting that the Chinese are currency manipulators, hanging that moniker around their necks, has never done it. But everybody knows the Chinese, you know, impact their currency to affect trade, to affect their bottom line.
Absolutely.
Of course they manipulate it every single day. What impact does that have, and what should we do about it?
Well, again, historically they did that to increase their exports at our expense, make them cheaper, et cetera, et cetera. China, however, is in its business, its plan is changing. They're trying to get into making more value-added goods as opposed to basic, bottles and silverware. And I think also they're trying to emphasize an economy like we have here where their consumers drive the show. I don't think that's going to work in China. Chinese people are not going to consume like American people do. It's just never going to happen.
Well, you never know. You know, people said that about Americans 50 years ago. 100. They said Americans would never sit around and watch television.
Maybe they did, and maybe I'm going to be wrong in 50 years. But
you won't know.
The Chinese are different. Anyway, what I think is, I think China's got a basic problem, which is just like anybody, like Japan after World War II. It's pretty easy for your economy to take off when you're starting at zero. It's a lot more different when you've got a big second-in-the-world economy, and they've got some real problems that they've got to deal with. And we've just got to be careful of that because it impacts us always because we're number one.
Yeah, and we are number one. I appreciate that. All right, we're going to leave it right there, John. Greatly appreciate it. John Koons, by the way, author of the new book, South of the Clouds, and really appreciate you being here.
Steve, great to be here. Thank you for having me. See you next time.
There you go. John D. Koons, everybody. That's KUHNS. The book's a fiction book. Good book, by the way. South of the Clouds, you'll like it. I'm recommending it for you right now because I just am. This part of the program brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Don't get caught with your taxes in chaos. Get everything in order today. You know, I was just talking to Chris McClatcher. Said he had a client with $1 million in tax liability. $1 million in tax liability, and they said, hey, we can help you. We can fix this. And they did. And they got through it because he has the experience as a CPA, as an attorney, to say, hey, we can fix this problem. We can get things in order. Get it taken care of. And they did. So you could do the same thing. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. SteveGruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions banner now to get your life in order. Get some sleep tonight as well. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people, those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.